Let me add my thoughts of Happy New Year to all of you, and I trust that God will fill your new year with many, many blessings.
让我加上我们关于新年的祝福，愿神给你们很多很多很多的祝福，给你们所有的弟兄姐妹。
As our brother shared in the beginning, and as well as our brother with the song, I'm reminded of the verse in Scripture that says, "Forgetting those things which are behind, I press towards the mark, which is the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ."
让我们刚刚听到这个弟兄分享这个歌词，让我们想到说，圣经上也告诉我们说，要忘记背后，努力面前。
My prayer would be that you will press ahead and keep pressing on towards that mark that God has called you to, and He will bless you beyond your imagination.
所以我们的祷告就是要我们说努力往前面走，大家所有的都忘记，要在神里往前面得到神的祝福。
Whether it's loved ones in China or loved ones here in the United States, we desire that they would all come to know Jesus as their Savior.
不管你的亲人是在大陆中国的，或者是在美国的，我们都愿意他你们的亲人每一个都能够信耶稣，能够接受耶稣的这个恩典。
The title of my message this morning is "Desperate Times Call for Desperate Measures."
今天我的这个讲到的题目，我的题目怎么翻法？我看看，你把你那个节目给我，我留到那里。对不起，谢谢。是啊，在紧急的时候需要紧急的措施。
Certainly, I think it's a message that's fitting as well with the comments that have already been made as we worship today.
所以这个题目已经刚刚被几位弟兄已经分享过，是非常适合我们新年来讲。
The passage of scripture that we've just read is an interesting story, and I'd like to enlarge and talk more about that this morning.
我们刚刚念过的经文就关于这个事情，我愿意今天来在这里再做更深的我们来思想一下。
Let me ask you a question though, first of all, what would you be willing to do for $10 million?
让我问你一个问题我问你，假如你有要那个你愿意做什么，要可以拿到$10,000,000？
In a book, The Day That America Told the Truth, by James Peterson and Peter Kim.
在那个 James Peterson and Peter Kim 说，假如你要有一个讲这个你自己的实话的话。
Some shocking statistics revealed how far people in this country are willing to go for $10 million.
这个是很使人吃惊的那个事情，是为了$10,000,000。那些人愿意做什么事情，为了要得到这个$10,000,000？
Some said they would abandon their families.
有人说我要把我的家人统统丢掉，我假如要拿到这$10,000,000的话。
Some said that they would abandon their church.
他们说我要把我的教会也丢掉，我不去教会了。假如说人家说我要拿$10,000,000就不去教会，我就不去教会了。
There are those who said that they would be willing to become prostitutes for a week or more.
有人说我就是要我去做一个礼拜的妓女，能够赚到$10,000,000呢，我也就去了。
Some said that they'd even be willing to give up their American citizenship.
有人说我愿意把美国的公民拿掉，就是说我要换这$10,000,000。
There were those that even said that they would be willing to leave their spouses.
有人说我愿意把我离开我的配偶，把我的太太或者先生这个给他放掉，只要人家拿到这个$10,000,000。
Someone else said that they would be willing to withhold testimony and let a murderer go free.
他说有些人甚至于说，假如在法院里叫我去这个做陪审员的话，我给我$10,000,000，我要让那个谋杀人的人放掉的话，也就放掉了。
There are a few who said they would even kill a stranger.
还有几个人说，我愿意把一个不认的人给他把他杀掉，假如给我$10,000,000，我也去干了。
And there were few that said that they would put their children up for adoption.
啊，还有人说，我愿意把我的孩子去给是给是这个卖掉，就一千万能够卖掉他，我也要那一千万了。
Let me ask you this question again: What would you be willing to do for that amount of money?
我让我再来问问我们大家，为了一千万，你愿意做什么？
Maybe fudge a little on your taxes.
哦，你愿意为了一千万，你在你的那个你的那个税务表上填表的时候修改一下。
Tell your insurance company a story that wouldn't be the whole truth.
啊，你也许跟你那个保险公司讲一些事情，啊，不是那么事实的事情，去为了要拿这一千万。
Let's forget about money.
是啊，现在我们不谈钱的话。
What would you be willing to do to cure cancer?
假如你为了要治癌症，你能够你愿意做什么？为了要治癌症的话
，How about world peace?
啊，有世界的和平。
End hunger.
啊，世界的饥荒。
What would you do to save your best friend's life?
啊，你能够。愿意做什么去把你最好的朋友救他的命
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
所以在紧急的时候需要紧急的措施
In the passage of scripture in Luke 5, we see a group of people who are willing to do whatever it takes to see their paralyzed friend healed.
今天在这个我们的路加福音在讲说他们这个瘫子他的朋友帮他做了些什么事情
This incident appears three times in the Bible.
这个故事在圣经上记载了三次。
In Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
在马太、马可跟路加福音都记载了这个故事。
When the Bible repeats things, it's because God wants us to pay attention.
当圣经在一再、一次、两次、三次的记载的话，就表示神要我们。注意这个事实。
Let's notice a few things that are discovered in this passage of scripture.
让我们看到，在我们今天念的经文，我们看看他给我们这说什么。
First of all, notice the crowd.
我们看见这里有一大群人。
Jesus had been baptized.
啊，耶稣基督被施洗约翰施过浸。
He had gone through his 40 days of temptation in the wilderness.
他到旷野去受魔鬼的试探。
He had been rejected in his own homeland.
而且他被他的这个家里的人这个不愿意接待他。
But was now teaching in Galilee, where he called Peter, James, and John to be his disciples.
So 他到了加利利海，就把这个彼得、约翰这个跟这个雅各去招来了。
He had healed many people.
他也治好了很多的病人。
People were coming from everywhere to be healed.
从各地各方的人都来要耶稣把他的病治好。
It simply says in the passage of scripture we looked at, the crowds of people came to hear him.
在今天的经文上告诉说，一大堆的人都从犹太地、从耶路撒冷来找耶稣治病。
And to be healed of their sickness.
就是为了要治好他们的病。
Crowds were pressing around him constantly.
所以这些一大群人一直是拥挤到他面前。
And it's probably no different today.
这在今天来看也是一样的。
Except for who was in the crowd.
所以要问说这些人到底谁在那个群众中间。
Instead of waiting to be healed.
他们有些人就不愿意再等在这个群众中间等待去医治。
Jesus was facing the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
然后他又看到这个法利赛人，还有这文士，这些面对的这些人。
The toughest crowd that there was.
这些人是在群众中间的，对耶稣来讲是最难缠的人。
They were just waiting for him to step on their toes or to get out of line.
然后他们这些人就是看耶稣，他们什么时候从他的这个脚步子走错了路了，或者是他越过了他们这个宗教的那个允许的那个红线。
The Pharisees were some of the best people in the land, morally speaking.
这些法利赛人是在当地，这些人是在他们在道德上自己觉得是他们道德最崇高的一群人。
They kept the law.
他
They were extremely accurate on all matters pertaining to the law of Moses.
对于摩西的五经说的律法，他们是非常非常小心的去遵守。
They tithed their income.
他十一奉献。
They fasted twice a week and prayed three times a day.
他这个一个礼拜两次进食，然后一天三次祷告。
The name Pharisee means separated ones.
这个法利赛人就是说是分别出来为神的人。
They separated themselves from the world.
他们是从世界上分别出来的。
At first glance, the Pharisees would be welcome in just about any church.
所以你要想想看，这是这样子看，我们以为这种法利赛人，我们的教会都应该欢迎有这种人呢。
They kept the law.
他守律法。
There was another group of people there. The teachers of the law were just like them.
还有另外一批人，就是那些文士，就是这些教律法的人。
They recorded the body of the Mosaic law and traditions that surrounded them.
他们把所有的这个律法从摩西的时候一直都一代代的抄下来。
They were there to watch and to point out whatever errors might take place.
所以他们就在那看耶稣会不会犯了那些在律法上的那个错误。
Most importantly, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
尤其重要的就是这个法利赛人和这文士。
We're not there to learn from Jesus.
他们不是在那里要向耶稣学到一些真理。
They were there to catch Jesus in a mistake.
他们在那里是要抓耶稣基督的错把柄。
I wonder if some of our churches today that attitude doesn't slip in.
我想在我们今天的教会中是不是这种态度还存在？
Maybe we've been a Christian for a lot of years.
也许我们已经做了基督徒做了好多好多年了。
And at some point we change over from having the teachable spirit that God wants us to have.
我们因为多少年的基督徒坐下来，我们把我们从前一副受教的心都改变了。
To one of criticism.
从受教的心变成一副批评的心。
There's a fine line between teachable Christian spirit and being a prideful self-appointed watchdog of truth.
而且这个界限是你有一颗受教的心，或者是你自以为你是为圣道那些防备者
So here were the Pharisees and the teachers of the law gathered together to pounce on the first thing that Jesus said.
所以他们这些法利赛人和文士就在仔细地听，只要耶稣讲什么话，看看有没有什么把柄可以抓住。
But as you notice in the passage, there were other people in the crowd.
但是你看到在这个圣经里面告诉我们说，除了法利赛人和文士，还有其他群众，还有其他的人。
Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat.
他说这里有些人是有些人抬着一个用褥子抬了一个摊子到他的面前。
They tried to take him in the house to lay him before Jesus.
他们愿意，他们希望能够把他抬到房子里，放在耶稣基督面前得医治。
When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd,
因为他们看看这个太大的群人都把耶稣围住了，他没有办法把这个摊子抬到耶稣基督面前。
They went up on the roof and they lowered him.
他们就爬到屋顶上，从屋顶上把那个摊子慢慢的放下来。
Right in front of Jesus.
然后就放到耶稣基督的面前。
Now let me ask you this question. If your best friend or son was paralyzed,
让我问你一个问题，假如你的最好的朋友的一个孩子，或者是他一个朋友，他得了一个瘫病，
to what length would you go in order to get him healed?
你会为你这个朋友的这个瘫子的孩子做到哪一个地步？
We're not told in the Bible if they came from a long distance or from the next door.
我们不晓得在圣经上说这个摊子是从耶稣基督的隔壁来的呢，或者是从一个远处而传来的抬来的。
Regardless, there was no room for them to get to the door were their friend who needed to be healed.
不管从哪里来，他们没有办法把耶稣把这个摊子抬到耶稣基督的面前。
No room for those who really wanted to see Jesus.
所以他们根本找不到一个空间能够到耶稣基督面前。
These gentlemen in chapter 5 had no chance of getting in to see Jesus.
所以这些抬着这个摊子的朋友们没有办法把这个摊子抬到没有机会抬到耶稣面前。
But they knew that this might be the only chance they would have.
但是他们想说这可能是唯一的机会。
You see, Jesus didn't stay in one place very long.
因为耶稣基督不是在每个地方都停很久的。
And the Bible does not tell us whether this man had been paralyzed for a long period of time.
圣经上并没有告诉说这个摊子到底是摊了多久了。
Or whether it was an accident that just happened.
或者是一个车祸或者什么把他撞瘫了。
Regardless of the circumstance,
不管这个环境是怎么样子，
they were desperate to see Jesus.
他们是走投无路的，要只有去找耶稣医治了。
So with people overflowing outside the door,
所以在外面这个房子里，在外面这个他没有办法，那么多人在挤在那个房子外面。
The friends hatched a desperate plot.
所以他们就想出一个紧急的措施。
They climbed up the roof.
他们就上了房顶了。
Which was no big deal because most roofs in that day were flat.
因为你知道吗，在这个当地的时候，他那个上房顶没有什么大了不起，因为房顶都是平的。
And you could get to them by the stairs outside the house.
所以那就上了平的，你从外面的楼梯就从走上屋顶上去了。
Just carrying someone up a fire escape.
就是说，就是像这个我们现在就是那个从那个防火这个梯子那样子走上去了。
It wouldn't be easy.
但是。
Remember,
带了一个摊子上去不简单啊。
Remember, their friend could not walk.
你要知道这个摊子是不能自己走的。
Notice what the Bible says that they got up on the roof.
你看到这个圣经上怎么告诉我们说
？And they didn't see any way in.
他们就是上了房顶，也没有办法到耶稣基督面前呐。
Many houses from that day and that time had an inside stairs to the roof.
他们在那个时候到屋顶时候，他在房子里面也有梯子的。
So desperate times called for desperate measures.
所以在这个紧急时候需要一个紧急的措施。
They were just going to have to go through the roof.
他们只有上了屋顶去到耶稣跟前。
Maybe they tried to figure out where they would do the least amount of damage.
所以他们在想说，哎呀，我要到耶稣要怎么样子对房子最少的损害，使这个摊子到耶稣面前。
But in the book of Mark, it says that they dug through the roof.
所以他们没有办法了，他们这个路加福音记载说他们在屋顶上挖了个洞。
Probably just started out with a noise on the roof.
所以就开始就听到屋顶上哐啊哐哐在那敲。
Probably not noticed.
也许那个开始的声音还很小。
As Jesus was teaching the crowd.
当耶稣基督在那里讲道是给那个。
But soon they could see the dust and other things beginning to fall to the ground.
一会儿就知道啊，看见屋顶上的灰在那一点点的掉下来。
It was falling on the crowd.
而且灰都掉到这些群众中间。
People began to move over. In the room, pressed towards the walls.
然后这样子的话，人家这个灰掉下来，他们就躲开那灰吧。
They were opening a space.
所以他们就等于就把那个耶稣基督面前那个空间就放出来了。
For them to lower the man into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus.
所以他的摊子的朋友就把摊子从屋顶上就把这个摊子慢慢的让
放下来。Notice next in the passage is that this is where Jesus begins the cure.
所以你看下面圣经上怎么记载耶稣基督去治好这个摊子。
Jesus knew exactly what was going on.
耶稣基督知道。
And this whole thing was going to play out.
所有的事情将要发生。要怎么样子发生
？When Jesus saw their faith,
当耶稣基督看见他们有这么大的信心，
He said, "Your sins are forgiven."
就告诉说你的罪赦了，赦免了。
Regardless of all those around him,
不管他在旁边有些什么人，
Jesus saw straight through the man's need.
就耶稣可以看见那个摊子他的当时罪。
Jesus saw the bigger picture.
耶稣基督看到一个大的那个图画。
The man had a greater need spiritually than he had physically.
而且耶稣基督看到的摊子是在属灵上的需要比他在身体上需要更大。
And it's no different with us today.
今天来讲对我们来讲也是一样的。今天
However,
群众的需要是需要更大的这个心灵上的需要。
However bad we have it physically,
不管我们在这个身体上我们得了什么病，
The bigger picture is our spiritual need.
的更大的需要是我们的属灵上的需要。
Jesus knew that the man had come in faith.
这个耶稣知道这个摊子是凭了信心来找耶稣。
He came to be healed spiritually.
他来到这时候，他也要把他心灵得到医治。
Not so that he could walk around another 40 years or so.
不单单是他能够在以后的40年，他能够在地上行走。
But so he could spend eternity with God in heaven.
更重要的是，他在他的永远到永远在神的面前能够行。
Notice something else in this passage.
在这个圣经的章节里面讲到其他的。
Jesus doesn't say he saw the paralytic man's faith.
他这里并没有说看到说这个瘫子的信心。
He saw their faith.
他这里讲说他们的信心。
Their friends and the paralytic.
是。他们包括这个摊子的朋友和这个摊子的信心。
It was because of their faith that Jesus forgave the man's sins.
所以因为他们的信心，耶稣基督说他们的罪赦免了。
The application is easy here.
这个实际是非常实用的方法，是很简单。
How far would we go to help a friend to Christ?
问题是问我们说，我们为了一个朋友把他带到耶稣基督面前，我们能够为他做多少？
Would you risk a lawsuit by digging through a roof?
你愿不愿意说，将来人家告你，到告法官说你把人家的房子毁坏掉了，告你了？
Maybe a better question is, what would we do?
所以更好一个问题就是说，我们要为我们的朋友做什么？
I like to think of things in concrete terms.
我愿意说很想到那个实际的想法。
How much of your money would you give for a friend to know Christ?
你为了你朋友要信耶稣，你愿意给多少钱呢？
$1,000?
1,000块钱？
Would you give draw a line at 5,000?
哦，说你说不，那我就到了5,000块钱就为止了。为我的朋友要信耶稣，我愿意花5,000块钱为他信耶稣。
How about a year of your life in prison?
或者是你为你的朋友信耶稣，你愿意去到监牢里坐一年呢？
$10,000 in your house?
或者是10,000块钱为你的这个屋子。
Where would you draw the line?
你到哪里是你的那个底线？
I'd like to think that I know where the line is or isn't for me.
我知道我的底线什么，或者是我不能再多做了。
But I've never been tested that far.
但是我还没有碰到这种情形过。
The Bible tells us that many early Christians gave up their lives so that others would come to Christ.
所以在我圣经上是跟我们讲说，早期的基督徒愿意为他们的朋友信耶稣，把他们的生命都放进去了。
Would we be willing to give up free time to work on relationships?
你愿意花一点你自己的时间为你的朋友信耶稣？
That might lead to telling someone about Jesus.
而且你愿意把耶稣基督告诉他们？
How about giving up a lunch hour to work and work to have a Bible study?
你愿不愿意说你在你工作的地方说你吃饭的时候跟他们用吃饭时间跟他们讲论耶稣基督？
What about taking a risk and having your neighbors over to a cookout?
哦， 你愿不愿意把你的邻居来给他们一起来的这个去烤烤烧烤一下
？To begin a relationship that might end in salvation.
然后你跟他们有了交往，然后把这个福音传给他们，从啊使他们能够得到救恩。
Would you pray for your friends so that so much that when the Spirit prompts you, you would know it's time to do something?
啊，你会不会当圣灵感动你的时候，你就为你的朋友的救恩为他祷告？
What would it take for each of us to help one person to faith in Jesus in the next year?
在来年中间，我们要做些做多少，使我们在座的每一个人能够领一个人得救？
These are desperate times that call for desperate measures.
这个是在非常不平常的时候，我们需要用这种不平常的措施。
Extraordinary effort and prayer on everyone's part.
是不寻常的这个事情，需要做我们每一个人都做不寻常的事情。
The bigger picture is not what is happening to us in the next few years.
大的图画不是说我们在过了几年我们做些什么。
It is what's going to happen for eternity in heaven.
而大的图画是知道这是完全是永远到永远的这个救恩的问题。
It's a matter of perspective, and Jesus saw it.
这个是完全是个人心里面所了解这种救恩在每个人心中的分量是多少，耶稣知道。
Jesus knew exactly what the commotion was that he was stirring up.
当耶稣讲了以后，这个他晓得说，底下群众一阵骚动，他晓得他们在这里嘁嘁喳喳在讲什么。
It was a very unteachable crowd.
他说这一群群众中间有很多人是没有办法可以来领教的。
But it was going to be the most teachable moment of the night.
但是虽然这些人不愿意来领受耶稣基督的这种教训，但是这个时机是一个很好的去教导的时机。
It didn't take Jesus' miraculous power to know what the crowd was thinking.
不需要耶稣有那种超自然的想法知道说群众大家在议论些什么事情。
It was written all over their faces.
在从他们脸上的表现已经看出来了这些群众在讨论些什么事情。
And we would feel the same way if someone came here and preached a sermon that was not consistent with what we believe.
啊，我们也会，假如有一个人来传这个耶稣基督道理的时候，讲一些事情不跟我们平常所听见的一样。
They had come to catch Jesus in a mistake.
他们来找耶稣基督，好像是来错了吧。
But they were dumbfounded by it all.
然后他们一些就大吃一惊。
They said, "Who do you think you are, Jesus?"
这些群众就说，哎，耶稣，你以为你是谁呀？
No one can forgive sins but God.
你知道吗？没有一个人能够赦罪，除了神以外，没有一个人可以赦免人的罪。
Which was exactly the point that Jesus was making.
其实这就是耶稣基督整个所要讲话的重点，就是在这里。
You remember the words of Jesus in the book of John?
在这个约翰福音耶稣基督的话说什么？
I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
耶稣基督说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
And no one comes to the Father but through me.
没有人能够到父面前来，除了从我这里过去。
Also in the book of John, he says, I and the Father are one.
在这个约翰福音还说，我与父是合一的。
Now I know that there are those who say that Jesus was a good man.
Yeah, 我知道有很多人说啊，你们信基督教信耶稣，耶稣是个好人呢。
Maybe even a prophet.
哦，也许他是一个先知。
But if you read the Gospels,
假如你念那个福音书。
Jesus didn't leave us the option that he was just a good man.
所以耶稣并没有说只仅仅的跟我们说，让你们知道耶稣是一个好人。
He is either God's son,
他要么就是神的儿子。
Or you can't believe anything he has said about himself.
要么你就什么都不要相信他说的是什么。
He leaves us no middle ground.
他没有一个让我们有一个走中间的路线。
So Jesus looks out at his audience.
所以他就看到这个他们下面的群众。
And says, "What's the deal?"
就跟他们说, 哎, 你们在这干什么啊?
Which is easier to say?
哪一个比较容易?
Your sins are forgiven?
你的罪赦免了?
Or to say, "Get up and walk."
或者说给摊主说, 哎, 站起来走啊?
Well, both are pretty easy to say.
再讲起来, 两个都很简单, 你要说的话。
Talk is cheap.
谈话是非常非常便宜的。
Neither one is easy to do.
但是这两样事情并不是那么容易去实现的。
You have to be God to forgive sins.
你是神才能够赦免人的罪。
And you have to have God's healing power for others.
你需要神的医治的大能才能叫他起来走路。
Well, Jesus' critics thought over the unanswerable question.
所以这些啊。 耶稣基督那些批评者抓他错处的人里面
Look at the masterful way in which Jesus handled them
就看见一个耶稣基督是那么样一个做控制宇宙的神能够做的事情
Well, the Pharisees and the teachers were still thinking about the part that was harder
所以当这个法利赛人跟文士在想哪一个是比较难
Forgiving sins or healing the paralyzed man.
去说赦免人罪，或者说你站起来走路。
Jesus had done both.
耶稣基督就两个都做了。The man
gets up from his mat and begins to praise God.
你知道这个摊子，当耶稣基督一讲了以后，摊子就站起来就走了。How
many times have you prayed for God to heal you from something that you've experienced?
你知道。 我们什么时候有多少次在神面前求神来医治我们的罪
Can't you just imagine the man's joy at being able to walk again?
你想想看这个摊子是多么的高兴他居然站起来能够走路了
Immediately it says he stood up
他说 这个圣经上说他立刻就站起来了
And the crowd was amazed
然后这个群众大家都觉得很诧异了
They were filled with awe
他们就大家每个都觉得哇有这么事情可以发生吗
And they said we have seen remarkable things today
我们看见一个非常不平常的事情我们今天看见了
Like we've never seen before
让我们从来在我们一生没有看过的事情
This hardened group that came to oppose Jesus
那些死硬派耶稣基督那些想抓耶稣把柄的人
had seen undeniable evidences that Jesus was the Lord the Son of God
他们就看见这个耶稣基督就是他们的主就是神的儿子这是无可疑问的
Jesus left us with a miraculous evidence
耶稣基督给我们一个神奇的
We must share it.
我们要去跟人家分享。
We must be intentional.
我们要有故意的要去。
How far will you go?
但是我们愿意走多远呢?
These men went up on the rooftop to make sure that their friend had the opportunity to be healed by Jesus.
摊子的朋友，他们愿意走到房顶上去，为他的摊子的朋友去得医治。
They went out of the way.
他们实在是非常非常努力了
They were persistent
他们非常的认真执着地去做
They took a risk
他们也冒了危险
And they carried the weight
然后他们也得到了这个会受到这种代价
They knew the importance of going to Jesus the healer
他们知道到耶稣基督面前去才能够得到医治的重要
If you haven't made that first time decision to accept Christ,
假如我们在中间还有人没有决定要信耶稣的话,
I would plead with you to do it today before it's too late.
我今天希望你能够决志信耶稣, 不要等到时候不在。
What kind of evidence do you need?
你还需要什么样的证明呢?
Would it be a miraculous healing for you?
要一个很奇妙的这个医治?
Would it be the evidence that Jesus truly was the Son of God and capable of forgiving?
或者是 耶稣基督真的是神的儿子，他能够赦免人的罪。
All of your sins.
好，把你所有的罪都能够赦免。
Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
To do just that.
就是要赦免我们的罪。
Taking all of your sin and mine in His body on the cross.
耶稣基督担当了你的，担当了我的罪，把他所有的罪都担当，把他带到十字架上。
Your faith will indeed make you whole.
你的信心会使你得到痊愈。
Amen.
Amen.